Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Around one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Pavlich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary final for the first time in their history. Frio are at home. Kick the second line of the season.
He's kicked the goal.
Looking for their first ever grand final.
Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds.
Welcome back to the Talking Ferret podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Ferret news and updates.
In today's episode, we'll be discussing the start of the AFL season, which is June 11th. We'll be discussing the Dockers probably moving to Gold Coast, and we'll be giving some more predictions after we go through the coronavirus testing the players just did.
Just a heads up, one of the predictions was bang on, just not spoiling anything. Just not gonna let too much away. If you have listened to the, it was about three weeks ago. I
mean, yeah, it was around 3 weeks ago.
So you might know what we're talking about. Okay, so we're gonna move straight on to the Gold Coast Dockers. Obviously, the AFL has announced that West Coast, Frio, Port Adelaide and Adelaide will go to the Gold Coast as a sort of hub thing. What do you think of that?
Well, I think I know what the AFL is doing. Queensland is probably the safest state apart from South Australia and Western Australia for coronavirus. So if we go there, it's probably the safest spot. But if I'd like to go to Melbourne just for the MCG,
yeah,
and play a few games there, get some experience. But it's not that bad.
Does that mean we get our home games on the Gold Coast?
Is
that
I'm hoping they call the more away games, and then we have a home stretch.
Yeah, well, that's what the.
I don't think it's fair if we play our home games there, and then we come back for the second half of the season. We only get to play like two or three games at home.
Oh, and I think that hopefully we might be able to get crowds for the very last part of the season if WA continues.
I don't think the problem's us getting crowd. I think it's the rest of the AFL, like Victoria, New South Wales, being able to have crowds, because the AFL is not going to say, "Oh, Frio and West Coast, you can play in front of crowds, but no one else can."
Yeah, but I would have thought that. Yeah, maybe not. But I was thinking more about they're going to try and get everything they can to. Obviously, Fremantle was using some financial assistance from the AFL, and I would have been thinking that. If they could have crowds, they wouldn't need that. Obviously, they wouldn't need the financial assistance, really. But obviously, that's going to die down a little bit now that sponsors and...
Well, Simon Garlick said the Dockers are fine until September financially.
Yeah, and that's a bit good.
I mean, it's a short period, but it's very long for AFL
especially that we lost. Was it we made a loss of 1.6 million last year?
That's mainly because of
Ross and Rossich.
Yeah, that's mainly the reason we lost money last year. This is not Frio related, but West Coast were like, we don't want to go to Queensland. We want to go to Victoria. Could you see the Dockers doing something similar?
Does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Like saying we don't want to go to Queensland. Like we want to go to Victoria instead.
Oh, I think it's already been finalised now.
I wouldn't see us doing it anyway. I think we'll just listen to the AFL and just go to Queensland.
Yeah, well, I think the coaching staff know it's not really any much point arguing with the AFL. I don't think.
And I also think the AFL wants to get people watching AFL and Gold Coast because they have struggled a bit.
Yeah, no, they have. Apart from the Lions doing quite well last year, been pretty dead for
a... Could get free a few fans over there in Queensland if we play well.
Well, hopefully that's the case.
I mean,
Frio Gold Coast Friday night blockbuster.
We might actually get some a Friday night if, because there's no crowd, so it's not. Nothing's affecting like they give Friday night games because they want the stadium to be full, but nothing's going to affect that now.
I think it's also TV rights as well. I think a lot more people tune in on Friday night than they would do Sunday 3:20, which is our usual time slot. So I guess that has a little bit of wiggle to it, or whatever you want to call it. But I do think I think they said this, they're going to try and put as many blockbuster games on the big nights as possible, because they did say they're only releasing the fixtures in blocks, didn't they?
Yeah, 4 to 6 week blocks, so in case they have to suspend the season as well again, which I don't think they'll do.
I think if they get to that point, they're just going to cancel it.
Yeah, probably. Because there's actually, the team that wins this year is gonna cop it from other fan bases saying you didn't deserve it.
Well, it's
I still think if we play 17 games and we go through finals, I think they still deserve it.
I feel like I'd prefer to win it in a
normal season,
interrupted season, but I would still be happy.
As a Freo fan, I think we take any premiership. So if we won this year, which we probably won't, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But if we did, let's say, we're going to take it no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Well, who's going to refuse an AFL premiership, really?
Oh, no one. But, like
Collingwood in 2018,
we would be able to cop it from other fans saying you don't deserve it, because we don't care what other fans think. We've taken it for 26 years now. Well, nearly 26 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is 26 years, because technically the season started. Yeah. This has just come out about half an hour ago. We are recording this on Saturday. But all the players have, and officials and everything involved with getting the season back up and running, they've all returned negative test results for coronavirus.
That's the one thing that had to go right for the AFL today to get the season back on June 11th.
Oh yeah, if that went
wrong, they'd have to have delayed again.
Oh, especially if it was like another player, because they had been kind of grouping up.
Yeah. Also, there hasn't been much coming out about the Dockers on the training front, because the AFL said this week you can train no contact from Monday, and next week you can train with
full contact.
Contact. I think we got cleared. We got cleared. For the 25th of May, but do you know what the situation is with the Monday training sessions?
I think that Mark McGowan actually did make an exemption for us, just for the whole team to train. Obviously, no full contact yet, but I'm pretty sure 99% positive he did make an exemption, so we can. Well,
we've still got 10 players that can't come back.
Oh yeah, he didn't make
until,
an exemption.
Was it Tuesday, Wednesday?
It was a week. Yesterday, a week till yesterday.
Yeah, so they've still got 3 or 4 more days.
Harry, once again, Harry has maths. Wait, that made no sense. My English. Harry's maths is letting down again. How many days is a week, Harry?
7.
7.
Yeah.
And I've said that it was a week from yesterday, and you said 3 or 4.
Yeah.
6 left.
I know. It doesn't matter. I'm just like saying, you know.
I don't know.
Because they don't train every day anyway.
Oh, is that what you meant, training days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Training days. Okay. They don't train every day.
No, they have, obviously.
They have their rest days, or they'll overdo it. Yeah.
And then they have field days.
I mean, gym days, they could just alternate the players, the quarantine players. Because they've been exempt to being their group of 10.
Yeah, and they can go to the COVID facility.
They could do the gym while the other players are out on the field, and then swap. And they could get back to training as soon as possible.
Next topic is Mark McGowan and what he's had to say to the Victorian...
Well, he's not happy.
He is not happy. He is not happy at all. I'll get up the exemption. So just get up a...
He was not happy with the Victorians, because he was mainly referring to the hub system, which they put across to the AFL. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then I think what he's saying is, once WA was an option, they didn't want to do it.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I'll read out the first one. This is an excerpt. I think some of these Melbourne teams just aren't willing to put themselves out or do anything remotely difficult. It appears to me that the Victorian clubs aren't willing to leave their comfort zone, and come over here and hub in WA, yet they expect our teams to go over there. It's a little bit rich, and it seems to me like they're a little bit pampered. And that was on the 14th of May. What do you think of the first?
He's got a point, but the problem is with what he's saying is he's not willing to exempt the quarantine for teams coming in.
Exactly, yeah. It's not
so
just
the Victorian teams. If he said, you can come in and just play and get out, because they've been tested and don't have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to go to the Gold Coast.
Oh, we wouldn't. No, and neither would. Yeah, obviously.
And if they wanted to do hubs, they could do it here because they wouldn't have to quarantine. The AFL doesn't want to wait an extra 14 days to get games going.
Yeah, they want
to
get it as soon as
possible. They need to get it going because of financial reasons, obviously, because it's been a little bit over a month now without
footy. I think it's been 50 days. Yeah, so a little bit.
And we've still got just a little bit under a month to go before we get some footy again.
June 11th, that's the day. And then I think the Victorian Premier said something back to Mark McGowan. I can't remember what he said. And then Mark McGowan has come back and said, did I call them, and then in brackets, like, obviously implying the Victorian teams, pampered? I obviously wasn't strong enough. What I meant was overindulgent and spoiled.
Yeah.
Clearly, the Victorian teams haven't covered themselves in glory here. At least some of them could have made the effort to come and hub in WA.
You only need five of them.
Mark McGowan goes, bang!
You'd only need five, less than that, four Victorian teams max to make a hub here, because it'd be six per hub. So you'd need four.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could get the two South Australian teams over, so only two would have to come over.
So it's the same as us and West Coast and Adelaide and Port going to...
to Queensland. It's a bit weird. Obviously people think...
I think the West Coast CEO, I don't know his name, don't really, honestly.
I don't think he's happy.
He has said that they want, I think it was either more games later in the year, or he wants significantly more next year, which I think I would take next year.
If we don't get home games this year, I don't think it's fair.
Oh, it's not. They have to give us more.
But then you've got to think the stadium, how are they going to... keep swapping it over between and maintaining it if there's two games there every week, which they did for finals a couple of years, 2015 I think it was.
Yeah, they did.
Two prelim finals. If you're doing that for 6 to 7 weeks, let's say you're staying home for that long, can they maintain Optus Stadium for that long?
I think they can. It actually wouldn't be a bad thing. Like, obviously, it's a fair bit of money to have the cleaning company that cleans up. There's a fair big contract, probably be a couple of million, I would have thought. It's obviously a massive job. Every game, imagine all the stuff that people leave. Like, you probably...
Yeah,
leave.
I don't leave anything.
Yeah, I try and put all my stuff in the bin, but I see people...
There's actually bins everywhere in the office stage. Literally, metres.
Yeah, it's like the toilets. It's not like it's hard to find, but obviously some people can't be bothered doing that, so they just... leave it there, and I guess
I think the AFL is most likely to give us a stretch of home games this year instead of next year.
Well, I think that's what the
because people will just be like, next year when the season's normal, they'll be like, that's not fair.
Yeah,
and we would get so much, like, we would cop it from so many other teams.
Can you imagine if we had done alright, we've done alright in the season, and then we've come home, we've say five or six straight home games.
Oh, the confidence would be high.
It would. It really would.
And I think if we can get some wins with this young team, even if we don't make finals or anything, next year the players will be ready to go. And also, we're underdogs. No one's expecting anything, but the players know what their potential is and they're working really hard. I think we could really prove people wrong this season.
I think... without a doubt, we're going to make finals in the next 2 years. This, I said to my economics teacher who coached Nat Fife, we are going to be in the top six before I graduate, which is next year.
I can see it.
I said that
it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
I said that study aid.
It's going to be tough, but I reckon we can do it.
Well, I was almost certain we're making finals last year up until the bye. And everything went wrong, horribly wrong, with all the injuries.
Yeah, the last season of injuries were not great. We got a few players back from injury. Obviously, Alex Pearce had to go through another surgery. So he's going to have to wait at least halfway through to get back. They're not going to risk him because they don't want him to reoccurring injury. Obviously, he's our best defender. And we don't want him getting injured every season because that's just not...
And it's just...
it's not going to last.
Yeah. He's one of our better leaders, I would have thought. Really steps up in the back. We've got a pretty young back line. Dooman.
He's very underrated.
He's very young as well. People don't think he's I think he's only 21.
He's not that old at all, and he's really underrated. No one talks about him, and he does a really good job down back.
Well, especially Young coming into that team.
He's got a really good kick. That's something we've been missing back there. Because he's had a few injuries though.
Yeah, so Duman's 22. He looks, I'm just going to say, he looks a little bit more mature than that. But I mean, that's young, like 20.
Same as Brandon Vitero. He's got a long time left on him.
Yeah. I reckon he's going to be like a really good, really, really good defender for us.
I think it's actually going to start getting hard to cement his spot on our team. Because we've got a lot of young players, and if they fulfil their potential, we're going to have really good depth in our team.
Okay, so the next topic is everyone's favourite, especially mine at the moment, the predictions.
So, unfortunately, Ben got the day right for footy.
Yeah, but to be fair, you
did one day off.
June 12th. But, I mean, I did have the luxury of going first. Were you honestly going to say June 11?
I was thinking from anywhere from June 11th to June 13th, and then you took that, so
I reckon we give you half a point.
Then I can't take a point. I can't take a point.
I was going to say half a point.
No, I can't take it.
Okay.
I can't take it. So it's 1-1.
1-1?
Because I got one early in the season for a big call for the selections.
What was it? I can't remember. I think it was... I can't remember.
We'll have to go back and have a look, but I got one early in the season for a big call. And we're going to have another prediction right here. So the AFL has said...
Was it Sturt kicked a few? No, was it Sturt kicked a bag?
No, that was when I got close, but we didn't give me a point for that.
Okay.
So, our prediction... So the AFL has said we're going to do blocks 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So we're going to predict our first three opponents.
Okay.
I reckon we get a point for every single one you get correct, because this is really hard.
In order, though. You have to get it in order.
Should we say 2 points for in order, and then...
Consecutive, yeah, okay.
And then 1 point per team, or something like that.
I reckon half a point per team.
And then 1 point for the order.
Like an extra 1 point, a bonus point if you get in all in order. Okay.
Okay. So, should we do the first four opponents? Because they did say 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, yeah, go first four.
I'm going to go first. They're going to keep us here for an extra week. We're going to play West Coast.
Okay, I'm going to go first week. Can I say West Coast over there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say West Coast over there. I don't know. I think we're going to try and get over there as early as possible, get used to everything.
And I think the AFL is going to keep us in Queensland a little bit longer instead of travelling. And we're going to play Port Adelaide next.
Port Adelaide? I'm going to say Adelaide. So okay, West Coast, okay. Adelaide, Gilbert, West Coast, Port okay. Adelaide.
Next game. I think they're going to keep us in Queensland for as long as possible.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to be in Queensland as long as...
They're going to keep us there for 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, before we have to move.
Maybe even six. There's five other teams there, so we could play six weeks. Oh, no, 5 weeks there.
Yeah.
5 or 6, depending on if they have take weeks off in the season and we still have buyers. I don't think they'll have buyers. Did they say no to buyers?
Yeah, no buyers.
Okay, so it's going to be a long season then for the players.
Well, I think they're still going to do the... I think the plan might have been to do the shorter... I mean, extended interchange bench. Was that... And
I think they're thinking...
And they're still doing the shortened quarters, 16 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's... Yeah, I'm putting in place to hopefully not make the players as tired and maybe avoid the buy. I don't know if they can really afford that.
I think we'll go next for my third team, Gold Coast.
Okay, I'm going to say Port Adelaide.
Then I'm going to go Adelaide.
Okay, then I'm going to go Brisbane.
Okay, so you're not going to play Gold Coast?
I'm not going to go Gold Coast. Okay. I don't mind playing...
Then we'll play Brisbane.
And I'm hoping we don't play Gold Coast in the early rounds, because we seem to always lose to the Gold Coast in early rounds at Metricon. I remember a few years back. Was that over there or was that...
Yeah, it was over there. And it was last year.
No, that was a few years back as well. I can remember. We lost.
Yeah, it's not been great.
But I just don't like it.
So I'm assuming your last team's going to be Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the same teams in different order. So is that five games? Yeah, that's five. Yeah. We did five then. Okay, we did one more than we meant to. But that doesn't matter. So
I reckon if you get that order, you have to get an extra 2 points.
Yeah, that's 2 points hard. For order. So let's say you get 1 point for every team you get, and then you get all of it in order, you get an extra 2 points.
Okay, yep, deal.
Wait, how many wins do you reckon we get?
No. What's the point of getting... We the same teams. 2 points for order. Just clean sweep. Just 2 points,
okay.
Yeah, because we both get the same amount of points. We said the same teams.
Actually, what happens if we don't stay in Gold Coast?
Well, then...
We'll be wrong.
Yeah, okay. Let's just do it.
I think we can get 3 wins out of those 5 games.
I agree. I think we can win against Adelaide, Gold Coast.
You know what we'll do?
And
we'll just give someone a point who gets the most in order, right? So let's say, it doesn't matter like if you miss the first game, but then get the next 3 right or something, you get a point for that.
Deal.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we can win Gold Coast, Adelaide, and Port Adelaide. I think that's our 3. Most likely, probably. I can't see us beating West Coast over there.
No, we're gonna win all 5 games.
You saying it? Flagmantle has left.
No, but
Fremantle and has
all
gone.
Of us are gonna be like not gonna be used to playing there. There could be some upsets.
And West Coast has actually had a history of slow starts in the recent seasons. Sydney, Brisbane last year.
I think the one good thing about only having one derby this year, we've already won 2.
That's true.
I'm gonna do 3 wins just like you, but I'm gonna say West Coast, we're gonna beat them, because you know, gotta back the boys. You know,
that's
the cross town rivals.
That's it.
We're gonna beat Gold Coast.
Okay.
And Adelaide.
Okay.
I can't see us beating Brisbane.
I can't see us beating Brisbane.
And then I think Port Adelaide will be a close game.
Yeah, we actually had a few close games against Port Adelaide.
We can't play at the Adelaide Oval, so I'm happy we're not going over there.
All right.
Well, we're not taking questions from the Instagram followers today because we're doing a live stream.
Yeah, right up after this, actually.
So that's all we've got time for. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Frio. Check out the YouTube channel, which is just Talking Frio, and
go Frio.